Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You all right over there?
Yes.
You look confused.
No, I'm fine.
I fixed the kitchen sink here at the office.
Oh, yay!
It's been out of service for the past 2 days. Big note on it. Don't use. It's broken, so nobody's been able to use it. Opened the doors underneath it, figured out the problem, tightened up the pipes, so we're good to go.
That is amazing, because for 2 days I've had to clean out my coffee cup to make tea in the bathroom,
and that is an adventure.
I don't like that for me either, so thank you, Jer.
You're welcome. It's just fascinating to me that nobody cracked open those doors and just kind of poked around a little bit underneath there.
Yeah.
They wait for somebody else to fix it.
Somebody was very proud of themselves for putting a note on the sink, and they're like, look what I did.
Look what I did. I printed out a note. Yeah. I got under there and fixed it, you know,
and I
pride myself on being pretty handy.
It's like that whole line,
if women don't find you handsome, at least they find you handy.
Yes.
So I immediately sent a note to our office manager, and I was like, you can CC the rest of the office if you want to let them know I fixed it. No big deal.
I can't wait for that email.
No big deal.
I cannot wait.
No more leaking. But watch, we'll go out here in a little bit, and water's going to be all over the floor.
Exactly. The faucet's exploded. Like.
So what did I do yesterday? Oh, I made it to the gym. I've got a new gym membership, so I got a new gym. Mm-hmm. And the worst possible thing happened. I got there, and I'm getting ready to get on the elliptical. I got my little towel, my little man purse that I have with my, you know, phone in.
You're ready.
I'm ready to work out, guys. No headphones. Aww. Is there anything worse than getting to the gym with no headphones and then you just got to stare at people awkwardly because you're not listening to anything?
Oh, I can tell you probably something worse. Yesterday when I went on my run, we still had our meeting that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put the meeting on my AirPods and listened to that for two miles.
Oh, yeah.
I've never wanted to quit it so bad. Like,
well, that's
I've never
a horrible thing
to
say. I feel like those meetings are super informative.
No, it was not. Like, and that's the thing. I need music to keep me going.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because in my head, I'm like, okay, there's this song. Now I have these songs coming up, right? It's motivation for me to keep going, whereas our meeting was not.
Really? I feel like that would have been incredibly motivating.
No, it was not.
Because I love those meetings, and I love everybody who talks and speaks, and I learn all about the company, and boy, that's weird. I would love to have had that on.
Yeah, no,
You did not, Katie.
No, that was not good workout motivation, but, you know, we did it.
You got through it. You fought through it. Well done.
Sure did.
I do like the time of day I'm going to this gym because it's generally, from what I'm experiencing so far, a lot of older people. So it's not a lot of egos. I only saw two gym bros yesterday who are your typical gym bros, both in their jeans and their t-shirts. And then their headphones sitting up like on the top of their head.
Uh-huh.
And they're just walking around with their gigantic gallon jugs of water.
Yeah.
And they walk and they do loops and they just, you know, the way they're walking, you know, and they're both, you know, no leg day ever, guys.
Yeah.
So
but their arms are all the way out from their sides.
On swole, bro. On swole. I'm like, okay, well, there's these two guys I'm going to have to deal with in the afternoons. Okay.
And they always come up to you and chest bump you like, ugh.
Spot me, broskies.
What's up, bruh?
How much water are you drinking, man?
Do you even lift, bruh?
Because I lift. No leg days ever, bro. No leg days ever.
Yeah.
And then the final thing that happened to me at the gym is I was on my way out, and I was like, oh, I forgot this place has those, like, massage chairs and the water massagers and all that. So I went up to the front desk. I was like, can I snag one of those massage chairs that you sit in and it kind of just encapsulates your entire body? He's like, yeah, nobody's in there right now. Go hop on one. He's like, I'll throw it on for 15 minutes. So I get in there. And I'm sitting in that chair, and it feels pretty darn good.
Okay.
But I'm noticing that you sit in it, and it goes, and it tips you all the way back.
Oh.
So I'm staring at the ceiling, okay?
Yeah.
And then not only is it, like, kneading your back and rubbing you down with the little, you know, whatever they are underneath, and it feels pretty good, you know, it's on my butt cheeks. I'm like, oh, this is all right, okay?
Yeah, lower back.
It also has airbags in it. So you hear it go, and it starts squeezing you, okay? Well, it goes towards the end, and it squeezes my legs, like, tight. Like, real tight.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is almost uncomfortable tight. And then I'm watching the countdown, and it's all 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And everything is still very tight, and I'm leaned backwards, and the session, it goes, session ends.
And your legs are still tight.
Everything is still tight, and I'm leaned all the way back. I got stuck in the massage chair.
No, you didn't. Oh, did you have to call for someone to come help you?
Hey.
Oh, that's like a worst nightmare situation.
Excuse me. It's just like, it's squeezing me.
And I'm sure you felt like all your circulation's going,
like,
huh?
This isn't good. First day back to the gym. And the guy came, he like comes running in. He's like, oh my God, sorry, this hasn't happened in a while.
Like, in a while?
He flips open this side and he's like, beep, boop, boop, boop. He's doing something on the side of it and he goes,
oh,
and deflates
terrifying.
And goes, back up. And I was like, oh my God, my life flashed before my eyes for a minute. Everything was so tight. It's so tight.
Mix 100.
I'm learning all sorts of stuff about KD this morning. All sorts of stuff.
As always, like that's nothing new.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, if you're out there on the social land, make sure you are liking every post
that
KD
that.
Puts up.
Stop saying that.
Because this is what defines her. Just throw that out there. Make sure you like KD's post.
I made it a point to say that somebody who likes everybody else's posts doesn't like mine.
Is that what it was?
And they should. Like, they should be fair to everybody because that's the position that they're in. And that's all I was saying. Listen, you two, Jeremy and Josh, never like my posts.
I don't.
Which is fine.
Are you mad
I'm
at me for
it.
That?
No, I'm used to
Do
it.
You hate
I don't
me?
Ever expect you to like it. But if somebody is showing that favorism towards somebody but not me, and they should, that irritates me
so
a
you
little.
Get mad if they like my posts and then they don't like yours?
Yeah. They should like everybody's posts equally, and they don't. And so it does irk me a little bit. The fact that I notice it is what you guys are going off on. Like, that's crazy
it
that you notice
that
it.
Like,
and to me, I'm like, why don't we look at the actual behavior, not my reaction to it?
Yeah, there is
But I overthink a lot. I do. I'm an overthinker.
I didn't think so. I never thought that about
I did. I've thought about that.
No, but from here on out, I'm going to like every one of your posts, just so you're not
I'm
mad.
Used to you not
But you know what? The thing
it.
With
it's
me
fine.
Is I'll come in and tell you.
Yeah,
I like that post.
Exactly.
I texted you last night. Said,
yes.
I really like that post.
You do.
And I won't like it.
We will. But that's the thing. We will converse. Even Josh will tell me things that he likes. That's why, again, I don't get hung up on the fact that you guys don't actively like all my
Just
stuff.
Other
because
people.
That's not in your character either. It's like not what I expect from you at all. Like, you still are kind to me
what do you expect
and respectful
from me?
In a way that I expect. Well, I don't expect you to like my posts because you don't like anybody's posts, really.
Generally,
and Josh, you don't either. Like, it's not.
I never
in
do.
Your, yeah, so it's not. I don't expect
they don't
it
care
from you.
What I think.
Exactly.
Well, hey, I really like what you said
I
there.
Know. And
thumbs
you,
up. There.
When you do like it, I know you really mean
really
it.
Like it.
Yeah. So
what I do like doing is like if it's a post, I'll just do the crying face. You know how you can do that on Facebook? Thumbs up, thumbs out. The sad face, even if it's something like really good.
Yeah.
I got engaged.
I know.
You know, cry face.
Yeah. So that is what I expect from you.
Yeah,
honestly.
I jack with people on social.
But it does, irritate me a little when somebody isn't, you know, treating people the same when
Listen,
they should.
Listen, this
That's
morning,
all.
If everybody could just send us a thumbs up emoji or a heart, a thumbs up emoji or a heart to 303-691-1649 in honor of Katie. Just like it. Just like her and heart her right now.
You know what? That's
so
good
she
vibes.
Feels good for the rest of
I'll
the show.
I'll take those good vibes all day.
Yes.
Like, thank you.
Send her a thumbs up. Send her a heart right now. We'll see how many people are listening. 303-691-1649. Now, speaking of the emojis.
This is kind of funny.
We had to do self-evaluations here at work, like performance reviews. We do our self-evaluation, and then we'll have a meeting with our boss and go over our self-evaluation. Katie did hers yesterday.
Yeah.
And she put emojis in her self-evaluation.
I came in and I told you. I was like, you'll be so proud of me.
No.
I finished my self-evaluation.
Which is huge.
And
That's
I
great.
Only used emojis twice.
You don't put emojis in a professional work document.
Yes, you do. And
no,
they're
you
both
don't.
The smiley face, the big smile, like, grin, cheese, like, so that means I'm a positive person. I'm a good employee who likes happiness. That's what that tells them.
Is that what it tells them?
That's what it tells them.
Like, when did we hire a 14-year-old here on the morning show? What were
you
they in regards
what?
To?
I can't even
Don't
remember. But I remember it was one of the last questions. So whatever the last one was, I think it was the one, where it says, is there anything else you'd like your manager to know about you? And so then, that's
I
where
just I'm love emojis!
You. I love this emoji!
You know, I've talked over the years that I am I'm a huge fan of those big warehouse stores, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's.
Oh, yeah.
I love wandering in there. That's where I buy my pants. I'm not going to lie. Hashtag dad mode.
Yes, you should, though.
I get my pants. At Sam's the other day, I walked out with like an 8-pound bag of pumpkin seeds. I don't know. I don't know why.
Why not?
Just because it was a new product. I was like, yeah. I'm in the mood for pumpkin seeds for the next 6 months. Why
this
the
feels
hell not?
Right.
This does feel right. But then again, it's like those kind of places work for me because I got a family.
Yeah.
And, you know, a teenage boy now who's just flying through the food.
And
so
go through 8 pounds of pumpkin seeds like that,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. We truly are in either Sam's or Costco once a week. I mean, generally Saturdays is like our day.
Wow.
We'll go stock up for the week. There goes another $600.
You go that much?
Yeah, we go once a week to those places because we just... We don't eat out a lot, so it's like I prepare meals every night.
Yeah.
We have school lunches for two kids, the teenager, you know, me sometimes when I'm hangry.
Yeah, well, and toiletries, let's not forget about that. I mean, paper towels, toilet paper, all of that stuff.
Laundry detergents.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, all that stuff's running nonstop at my house.
Yeah.
So I found it funny when I heard Katie come wandering in the other day. She's like, so I went to Costco.
I know. It was. I don't know why.
Did you need a big bucket of mayonnaise?
I want to be like everybody else sometimes. And you guys brag about those places. Like, it is the mecca.
It's
like,
a flex.
Why am I not spending my weekend there, right? So I have friends who have Costco memberships. And I went there with one of my friends over the weekend. And I get the impulse buy fever at Costco. So I literally walked out of there with a container. And we're talking a container the size of a toaster, full of dates.
Dates,
because I
You're gonna
am on
be
my
regular.
Health journey. I'm on my health journey, right? And they have all these recipes about dates that you can turn into sweet treats. And that's usually my downfall at the end of the day, is I want something sweet and I reach for something that's not good for me. Well, they have these recipes where, like, this one specific one is dates that look like Snicker bars, right? So you can put peanut butter in them, dip them in chocolate, put nuts on them, and they literally, because dates turn into caramel when you make them like that.
Okay.
Like, when they get their texture kind of smooth, like, they'll turn into caramel. You can also make date caramel, which I did. So you just, like, you know, blend up a bunch of dates with some cream and it makes date caramel. So
I have no idea.
For like a week,
what are you
and
spreading
a half,
that on?
You just, like, apples,
toast,
bananas,
okay,
like fruit. Turn you'd use the date caramel.
I had no
as
idea.
I know.
Are you date expert
I
over
know.
Here?
So,
but I do like that you're taking something generally healthy and you're like, I think I'm gonna dip this in some chocolate,
exactly,
smother it in the peanut butters and put heavy cream on it.
I'm gonna make this taste good. So I did, and I had a whole tray of little mini Snickers bars in the freezer, so I could go and grab one or two or three every single
night.
Not
a bad idea.
And then I had this caramel that I was dipping all this fruit into, right? And here's the thing. So I also grabbed up the same size container of kimchi. Because I was like,
why not?
I love kimchi. And I'm like, these are things I need. I see why everybody wants Costco, right? Blah, blah, blah.
I'm trying to think if I even know what kimchi is.
Well, it's like the cabbage, like Asian condiment. It's
okay,
cabbage
that's
mixed
what
with like Asian spices.
Yes, okay.
And I eat it with rice. And also
right.
something that keeps
yes.
you very regular, right?
With the dates.
So here's the thing, is all oh. last week, I came in and I told
Every
you guys,
day.
I was sick. Like, I was sick to the point where, like, I was exhausted. I was going home and sleeping for 3 hours and then waking up and eating
Bad kimchi.
Dates. And here's the thing. That kimchi, every time I opened my fridge, I got a whiff of kimchi.
Stinky
it didn't
cabbage.
Matter what container I put this in. I put tin foil over the opening and then put the lid on so as to not smell that kimchi when
Your
I opened
neighbors
my
were
fridge.
Smelling it.
I was like, nobody needs this much kimchi.
So
nobody
much kimchi.
Needs this much kimchi. But couple that with the fiber that is
the
apparently
dates.
Rampant in dates.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so sick.
You.
I've been so sick.
All like, that, you guys don't even know off the air.
I've
She's
been
like,
so
I'm
sick.
Just, I'm off.
I've
I'm
been
just
so
feeling
sick.
A little off, Jer. I just, well, I got this rumble. I've been, I couldn't
my,
sleep.
I couldn't sleep. I'm
if I
sweaty.
Had only known you were pounding down
no,
dates and kimchi.
I had no idea that this was causing my problems. And now I understand, like, Costco's not the place for me. That is not it. I don't need that many dates. I don't need that much kimchi. And now I'm I'm a hot mess. I'm a little bit of a hot mess. So I haven't had dates or kimchi in 3 days. And I'm finally starting to feel better.
There we go.
Success. Now I'll play this one.
Yay! Hey! But I am regular as all get out. I need you to know right now.
Almost watery-like, I would imagine.
I don't ever want to hear kimchi again.
Mix 100.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Michael J. Fox and his family, right?
What?
What happened?
Wait a minute, what?
It's funny. Biggest celebrity news story of the day yesterday. CNN jumped the gun yesterday, posted an article and video titled Remembering the Life of Actor Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
And everyone online was like, no! Not Michael J. Fox.
Well, yeah, that's
damn
what
you,
that,
2026.
That's what that alludes to, right?
That's it. Was a in remembrance of Michael J.
No.
Fox. Michael's rep quickly denied his death, saying, "Hey, he's doing great. He was actually at some sort of media event today, speaking and giving interviews." CNN issued a statement saying that package was published in error. We have removed it from our platforms and send our apologies to Michael J. Fox and his family.
Do they just have packages that are waiting for when people die?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the news industry, they have all this stuff like on deck ready to rock. And then they just, you know, when it happens, it's plug and play. They're just boop, plug it in and it's like breaking news and they've got everything prepared. Pictures, backstory, videos. It's just sitting
like
on somebody's desktop somewhere.
That is beyond morbid.
So
some intern hit the button.
Yeah, like when this happens, this is what goes on. So anyway, Michael
J. Fox.
I'd
be so mad if I woke up and people thought I was dead.
Found out you were dead.
You know what? We should do that today. We should post it on our Facebook in remembrance of Katie.
No.
Let's do it. Yeah,
no.
Let's do it. It'll be kind of funny.
Katie's mom is going to see
it.
I know. My mom's going to be so mad if she gets on the internet.
We can do it because Michael J. Fox is fine.
Oh,
okay, it's funny because he's fine.
All right.
Nikki, I can never say her
Glaser.
Last name.
Glaser.
Glaser. Glasher. Glacier.
Glacier? Nikki,
like
with
the Titanic hint?
Yeah.
Glacier?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Nikki
Glasser? Nikki G.
Nikki G.
Was on a podcast the other day, and she was talking about how she's completely fine. Is it a boyfriend or a husband?
I think it's just an
her
on boy, and off boyfriend.
Hooking up with other ladies, and she's kind of into it.
Oh, she's into it.
So she kind of likes it when her boyfriend hooks up with other ladies.
Well, and it's funny just because, like, I am familiar with a few thruples, right? And what I've understood is there is the guy who really wants the thruple, the woman who was the original woman in the relationship, and he has kind of just worn her down. And so she's just accepted that if she doesn't accept this thruple relationship, then she doesn't get the guy at all. And I know that Nikki and this gentleman, no, it's not me.
I know a couple.
Nikki,
is it you?
It's not me.
Okay.
Nikki and this gentleman have been on and off for many years. Like he has, the infidelity has come out before. So I just, again, it begs me to just think that like she just accepted the fact this is the only way she's going to be able to be with
that,
him.
Or they're not like a true thruple though.
No, they're not a true
He just goes and screws around,
That's
and she kind
I mean,
of
though,
is into it. I think it's like a kink.
Not the
it's
thruple, but just that is that kind of thinking. It's if I don't accept this, then I don't get him
yeah,
at
see,
all.
Yeah, see, is it a kink or is she just like
she's
made peace with?
Because the way it sounds to me, like she's like, it kind of like,
that's
if
the
you
way
listen
she
to more of that
it,
audio, it
yeah, turns her
it
on.
It kind of turns me on.
No, that's the way she makes it seem. I wonder if she's just trying to save face in that regard. Because again, or, he
well, and has she always been like that?
They've broken up many times in the past because of his infidelity. So
or she's just
going
for shock.
Say, but here's the
shock
thing.
Value.
Is, this is the thing in dating nowadays. Like, this is all, I don't want to, acceptable? It is acceptable. Like, people are going to do what they want behind closed doors, and it's fine,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes open
like,
doors.
It's sometimes open doors. It's totally fine. But it definitely, like, makes us question things when there are different conflicting reports. But, yeah, it's it was a little shocking this morning to hear that. I'm not going to lie.
I still don't even know how to pronounce her last name.
I know.
That's what my biggest concern is, actually. I don't care what she does in the bedroom.
Okay.
Euphoria Season 3 premiere went down on Tuesday night, and Zendaya was there. Sydney Sweeney was there, but you wouldn't know it from the pictures and videos.
Yeah.
They weren't in a single shot together. They avoided each other all night long. Rumors of a feud between the two have been circulating for years. A lot of people are basing it on political views at the center of it. But now sources are claiming that Tom Holland is mixed up in it.
Oh.
Let's see. This story says it was an open secret that Sydney had the hots for Tom and was flirty with him when he would come to set. That didn't go down well with Zendaya. Obviously. They haven't really hung out since.
Oh, well, this is news.
Spider-Man?
What?
Whoa.
Well, and you're right. Like, all Talk of the about pictures a thruple. At the premiere, I know. But all the pictures, like, Sydney was taking pictures with other cast members.
But no Zendaya, huh?
It definitely,
well, I bet
you know,
Sydney,
she looked pretty, too.
Yeah, see, Sydney's used to getting any guy she wants.
Yeah, but
so when she can't get Tom.
They're both beautiful. Like, they both were just stunning at the premiere.
Zendaya's
so
very pretty, yeah.
It's like,
Sydney's really pretty.
They shouldn't be compared like that, though. They are both beautiful
women. They're
both
talented, successful human beings.
Beautiful women.
Very
both
smart,
of them.
So intelligent.
It's just, that should not be
talented.
The reason they don't like each other. I think the fact that it's the political stuff and also the Gene campaign, right? Didn't they say that Zendaya
If you hate someone
like
over
that?
Gene, that's the weirdest thing
know.
I've ever heard.
I don't know anything about Tom Holland. He seems kind of dorky to me anyway. Why are
He's
they fighting
cool
over
dude.
Tom Holland?
Well,
really? Would he be on your top 10, Katie?
No.
Yeah. He's no. kind of... He's up there with the Twilight guy.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Don't get it.
Kind of the
Do
same
not
thing.
Get the appeal.
Yeah.
And who the Jenner girl is with right now.
Oh, yeah.
Chalamet.
Don't get it. Don't understand it. Never will.
Huh.
Give me a solid Riley Green, right?
Yeah, I love Riley Green, though.
Get Katie a Riley Green.
Yeah.
Riley Green and Sydney Sweeney. That's a hot couple.
Yeah.
That is a hot couple.
It's better than Scooter Braun.
Look at me.
Way better.
Talking Hollywood romance.
Look
what what's wrong
you.
With me? I got to go throw myself onto C470 immediately. Okay, sports.
Yes, there is so much going on in Denver sports today. I'm so excited. DU, I want to give a shout out to them. Go Pios. They are
Frozen
in the Frozen Four tonight,
yes.
taking on the Michigan Wolverines at 6:30. That is a huge game. Go Pios. Also, the Masters starts today. I have to talk about that. I'm a huge golf fan. I hope, I don't know who I want to win. I love the Masters. They start today
Happy
and
Gilmore.
Go through Sunday. Happy Gilmore's got
yeah.
a chance. Jer, his
Shoot
odds are plus 100,000. And then the biggest news and the funniest news that I wanted to talk about is last night, or I guess yesterday, the Rockies played a game. And throughout the entire Houston Astros series, less than 16,000 people showed up per game. So less than 40,000 people were there. However, in the highest section behind home plate, above the purple row, one fan started taking off his shirt and waving it around throughout the game. That one fan turned into two. And three, and more people started to conglomerate in that section above home plate in the 500 section, where it turned out hundreds of people at the end of the game were shirtless, yelling, "Go Rocks, go," waving their shirts around, and it went viral.
Talk about a fetish.
Oh, for the first time since May of 2022. The Rockies are 500 or better, meaning they are now 6-6. They have a chance to go 7-6, finally having a better record than being under 500. And the Rockies fans are loving it.
Yes, and the Rockies swept the Astros, Jeremy.
It's huge
it's
news.
It's a big deal.
Oh, I didn't have my sound
you
ready.
Get him ready. There it is.
Where's
right
it? There.
There.
It is.
Yeah!
Take your
go
shirt
Rockies!
Off!
Take
your shirt off!
People were tweeting out, tarps off. The Rockies are now 500 or better. And look, Rockies...
Don't get used to it.
I know. But
no,
look, enjoy it
have...
while it's happening.
Don't get used to
That's
it.
The thing. They could have a stellar year. You never know. You never know what's
You
kind of
know. But enjoy it while it's happening.
Don't
get used to it.
The Rockies could come out swinging and we could just be huge fans
go
come
Rocks,
October.
Go.
Come on. Go Rockies. Okay, you remember yesterday when we were talking about the proposed gondola in downtown
How
Denver?
How can I forget?
Right? There's a lot
that
of
That was
gondola
the best part
news.
Of the show yesterday.
Loved it. Well, that's the thing is they're talking about a gondola hopefully happening in downtown Denver. Well, we're days away from one opening in Idaho Springs.
Well, another one?
I know. The Mighty Argo cable car. It's a $71 million idea that was built in Virginia Canyon. It's a new tourism draw for the Front Range. So it's going to open at the end of the month, and it'll offer scenic rides, mountain biking access, and a modern take on Colorado's mining history.
And when you're on it, you can go, wee!
Yes!
There was one lady who was very mad at me yesterday on
really?
The text line because I had alluded to the fact that I would go downtown drinking for the night and get on a gondola and urinate all
I
over
know,
it.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't happy with your
she
antics.
She was very mad at me for saying that.
Yeah. Well, don't pee on gondolas, Jeremy.
Oh,
and
man.
People will be
I
fine.
Heard about it from her.
But, yeah, that is set to open at the end of the month. So if you're, you know, got a hankering for a gondola ride, you don't have to go all the way up into
it's
the mountains.
It's very romantic.
Idaho Springs. They've got you. Okay, so the temporary drought pricing taking effect in Denver. It's going to begin in May, and it'll be seen on bills for June through next April or until the board takes further action. But that means an additional drought charge will be placed on outdoor water use only. I didn't realize, Jeremy and I were talking off air, that they can like decipher what is outdoor use and indoor use when it comes to your water. So
they can track how long it's running.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to add extra on your indoor water use is what I'm saying.
Correct.
So it's only the outdoor use that they're looking at and going to charge you extra if you go over.
If they look at your meter and be like, wow, this one ran for an hour and a half. Obviously, you got five or six zones in your yard running. And
I could take an hour and a half shower.
Well,
that's
let's not.
Thing.
Let's but, don't do that.
So
Katie,
if I
right
take
now.
An hour and a half shower, like that's going to count
I guess
on
that
my outdoor
might,
use?
Might, they might recognize that as, yeah, maybe you were out watering a lawn.
No.
But generally, your showers are quicker than that. Brushing your teeth is quicker than that. But, dishwasher, all that. But if they're tracking, like, you know, even like overnight, if you're running your sprinklers.
Yeah.
They're like, it's been run. Your water's been running for like 2 hours at 1 a.m.
Well, what if I take the everything shower? Like, that takes longer.
An hour
That's
and
a
half?
Sometimes.
What does that mean?
That means everything.
Everything?
Everything.
It's how hard are you scrubbing?
Shave, they do everything.
Like, yeah. 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 Like, that's
an everything. They do the hair.
The everything in TikTok.
It's like
shape.
A bagel.
Like the extra, it's like the extra conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the hot oil treatment
get
in.
The face mask
you let
on.
Your face mask go. You get the steaming shower.
Get the
so
beard
yeah.
shaved
Sometimes
off.
I can take upwards of
Wax
an hour.
The upper lip.
No, there's no beard.
Wait, get that unibrow
wait a
out of
minute.
There.
Wait a minute.
That's everything.
Saying, like they should be able to tell between those, though, right? Just making
yes.
sure. I'm just making sure. Okay, can I give one more? Because this will be fun
I
tomorrow
wish you would.
With GMA. Because they're going to broadcast live from Pikes Peak Summit tomorrow morning. And they're asking people to come on out and be a part of the broadcast. So it looks like they're going to be giving people tickets. So no one is going to be admitted after 4 a.m. They're going to open this entrance to the peak at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow. So if you want to be a part of this GMA broadcast... Yeah, probably want to get there really early. But, yeah, they're planning that sunrise, Pikes Peak, 6:30
Beautiful.
Is when it's going to happen. But
can
you've
I make
gotta
a request?
Be up there by 3:30. Yeah.
People are going to do this tomorrow. Make some big poster board signs that say JKJ Mix 100, all right?
Yes.
And hold them up.
Yes.
We get on the big TVs.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay? JKJ.
Yes.
Do
Good
it.
Job, Jay.
Yay, thank you
Yay.
Very much. Thank you very much.
Mix 100.
It is definitely time. 7:30. Time for Fast Five. Call us if you've never played before and you want to be a radio superstar. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios here at the Big Mix 100. Here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, and I'll toss a category at you, and then start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can do this? Are you wide awake and ready to play? 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, for people who have never heard this before, give us some examples.
Okay, so
Katie.
You've asked all kinds of stuff, like, quick, name five movies that are about food or five different yoga positions. The one that won it yesterday, Emily, who named five drinks that started with the letter P, no problem.
Hey,
Yay.
Little Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the topics are all over the place. Came up with some freshies today. I don't think I'm repeating any today.
No, no letter P, no pistachio milk in our future.
No, no letter P of anything today.
Okay.
I tested one out on Katie off the air, and she did horrible.
Oh, I failed
at it.
Horrible. So miserably.
But have you never played before? You want to get in and talk to us? Have some fun. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1 16, a to the 49. If you get placed on hold, don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. What are we playing for today?
Oh, it's a really big prize because we have this Broadway musical, Hell's Kitchen, and it is all inspired by Alicia Keys' music. So it's about 17-year-old Allie, the girl full of fire. It sounds really, really fun. So that's
wow.
going to be at
that's
the
like
Denver Center of Performing Arts, and you can get your tickets online now, by the way, denvercenter.org.
Why is she full of fire? Like,
because
just like fire,
ready,
like drive. It's
drive,
like drive,
motivation. Oh. She's ready to get it. Allie is.
She chugged a bottle of Tabasco.
Oh,
or
no,
something.
No, 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 not that kind of, not heartburn. Fire,
different kind of fire.
Yeah.
Right. Let's see how are we doing on the phone lines. All right, Josh is in the next room getting everybody put on hold. So I think we're looking good. 303-691-1649. Who was the first one in? I think it was Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You taking the little Rugrats to school?
I am.
Who you got with you?
I have Nolan and Holly.
Oh, hi.
Hi, kids. Do good today.
Hi, Mr. Jeremy, Mrs. Katie.
What do you do after you drop the kids off, Jessica?
Then I have to go to work.
Oh, yuck. What do you do?
I work for an insurance company.
Oh, yuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that your dream?
But it pays the bills.
Is that your dream job?
Oh, yes.
Little Jessica in fourth grade was like, one day I'm going to grow up and work for Progressive.
Steady insurance rates.
If you had any sort of job that you could do anything at, your dream job, what would it be?
Oh, I would be a Broadway actress. Oh. So this prize package is awesome
it's
for me.
Perfect.
This is perfect.
Yes, lots of good thoughts on this.
Were you an actress in school?
Yep, I do some local theater. Hey,
can you sing?
I do.
Do you sound like a Disney princess? Because the Broadway musicians do.
Let's find out. Sing us something.
Oh, my gosh. What should I sing? I don't know.
Whatever you sing in your little shows.
Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking out. I don't know. I just did a musical review, and I had to sing Living on a Prayer.
Do it really quick. Don't cuss, but sing it.
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer.
Yes.
Jessica, that was so good. You're the voice of an angel.
7:30 in the morning.
No, it sounded great. Thank you for doing that.
That was so pretty.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Very impressive.
You made us happy.
Oh, thanks.
So good. All right, well, let's dive into Fast Five now because everyone on hold right now is like, oh, come on. They're like, shut up and play. I'm going to make everybody sing today, so be prepared.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were just talking golf a little bit ago. So in 10 seconds, give me five famous golfers. Go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Tiger Woods.
One.
You asked the musical theater nerd about sports.
Oh, no, man.
Oh. Well, I had mentioned Happy Gilmore a little bit ago.
Oh, we would have taken Happy.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Darn it, Jess, you didn't get it, but you were so delightful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. Thanks for making our morning.
Bye-bye.
We got to get the audio of that. Josh, grab the audio of that.
That's so good.
It's really good. I loved it. Kelsey. Kelsey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kelsey, can you sing?
Sing us something, Kelsey.
Heck no.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Yay.
Hey. What do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom right now.
Nice. That's the hardest job on the planet.
It is.
So good for you.
And I'm sure you do plenty of singing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Baby shark, baby. All right, what do we have here? Okay, this is a good one. Were you pretty good in science class?
No.
Well, this is going to be bad. In 10 seconds, give me five famous scientists. Go!
Bill Nye.
Yes!
Yeah, I don't know after that.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's the one I would have got.
That's it, huh? No Galileo or Einstein, Isaac Newton, none of those guys.
Oh, no.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. Rings a bell.
Yeah, it's a science guy. Come on.
Bill.
Of course
Bill,
we know
Bill.
Him.
Kelsey, you really crapped the bet on that one. You have a great day, though. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. Oh, is it Emmett or Emmert?
It's Emmert.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, Emmert. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Wow, who's screaming in the background?
Oh, that's my child.
Sounds like a little parrot.
Shut up!
Emmert, that was too good. Like, you said, shut up!
It actually worked.
It worked. It totally worked. No more crying, baby. That was so good.
It caught me so off guard. It is so something I would do. I got tears in my eyes.
Just told them to
shut up.
Oh, gosh.
What's your kid's name?
Paulina.
Paulina. We talked about this yesterday. If you have a kid acting up and won't be quiet, just yell Jessica at him.
Yeah, apparently it shuts him up. But yeah. Shut up works for Paulina.
Say it again. Do it again.
Your poor baby's like, what is happening? I want a new dad.
This has been the best Fast
Emmer,
Five ever.
You made my day.
All right, Emmer.
That is funny.
Okay, let's talk about animals. Are you familiar with animals?
Several, yes.
Okay. In 10 seconds, give me any song with any animal in the title. A song with any animal in the title. Ready, go.
Dog, cat, biodome, starring Pauly Shore. Camels in the Night.
No. Stupid.
Three Wolf Moon.
You're stupid. You're stupid. It was going so well, Emmett. Emmert. Your made-up name, Emmert.
I'm crying.
My made-up name.
That's funny. I am literally bawling, crying, laughing. Oh, this is the best.
You make me laugh. One day we'll have to get a beer together, my friend.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right, go live. You. See you later, dork.
You're too funny. All right,
bye.
Okay, bye.
What a dork that guy is.
Annika. Annika.
Hello.
Hello. Is there anybody in your car you're yelling at?
Yes, I've got three in my car.
No, go on. Wow. You want to shout them out?
I've got Cash and Colt and Paisley.
Right on. Strong names, strong children. Very nice, very nice. All right, we got to get moving here. We've been messing around too much. Okay, so your letter, I don't think I've done this one. S, I don't think I've done S. S, like snake, all right?
All right.
10 seconds, five drinks that start with the letter S. Go.
Sprite, smoothie, spritz, seltzer,
San Pellegrino!
Sangria!
Oh, man.
Savion Blanc.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're so close, Annika.
Scotch.
Oh.
Annika? So close.
Darn.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye. Almost.
Come on.
Almost.
Come on.
We got Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
We're super duped, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, buddy. You heading to Puerto Rico.
Work trip to Puerto Rico. I have my daughter Eleanor here before school.
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Puerto Rico for a work trip. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Not bad.
Not bad.
You get some mofongo?
Pardon me?
Yes.
That's the plan.
That's the best.
What do you do that they're sending you to Puerto Rico? What's your job?
I work for a company that makes drugs for cancer.
Okay.
So, you're a good human.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, would like to think so.
Well, we're getting to the end of this. The letter is S. Give me five drinks that start with the letter S, like snake. Go.
Sprite, smoothie, spritzer, San Pellegrino. Did I say smoothie?
You did. Come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sakes. Tyler, for God's sakes.
Tyler!
You're trying to cure cancer and you couldn't do this.
So close. So again, the four.
That was horrible.
The four. That was really
that was
good.
Horrible.
Actually,
schnapps, dude. Tyler,
schnapps.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right.
People are freaking out right now. Come on.
Sangria. Come on.
Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, you ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Into it. Here we go.
Yes. Your letter is S, like snake. Five drinks that start with the letter S. Go.
Okay. Snob, smoothie, Sprite, spritzer, sparkling water, seltzer, sugar-free coffee, sugar-free tea.
Yeah.
You came to play.
Yeah, you did.
You
patted at the end there, too. You know how we do this, Jessica.
Yeah, third time's a charm. Let me play you the Winnie Wins. And woo!
Yay!
Yay! Jess, I'm putting you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you all about that prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Finally.
That was
goodness.
The best Fast Five, which started Smiled. And ended with a Jessica.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's weird, huh?
It Trippy. Is a little weird.
That was so fun. Thank you to all of
so
our really great listeners. You yeah. make us smile every day. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:30 here at Mix.
Mix 100.
I know a lot of people who don't talk to certain members of their family.
I bet you it's more prevalent than what people let on.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people out there not talking to one member of their family.
Yeah.
And now's your chance to talk about
Tell
it.
Tell us.
you can sound off about Sarah's. Is it Sarah or Amber who wrote it?
Amber wrote it.
Amber.
Talking
Amber's
about
email.
Sarah. Yeah.
Okay, silly Sarah.
Silly Sarah.
You can sound off about Amber's email. Or if you'd like, you could call in and tell us about the family member that you are not talking to mm-hmm. anymore. You have disassociated yourself from that person. Phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We already got somebody on the line. Here's Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who do you not talk to in your family?
So I don't talk to my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Lucky
you. No.
Oh, this is juicy, though, I bet. Why? Yeah. How come?
Yeah, well, first off, she decided to divorce my father-in-law, maybe 6 months after he got diagnosed with Parkinson's, which is really sad. And then we started planning our wedding, and about 2 days before, so my mom and I are at the nail salon, and my husband-to-be calls me, and he says, she's not coming anymore. And I was like, why not? And he said, well, because we couldn't get a hold of her for the last 2 or 3 weeks to talk about what song I was going to dance to with her.
Okay.
So I chose to dance with my sister. And I said, okay, cool. That'll be special.
Yeah.
And so she calls 2 days before the wedding to talk about the song. And my husband said, well, we already had to give the DJ the songs, so I'm dancing with Amelia.
Yeah, so you're out.
And she said, okay, well, I don't think I can come to the wedding anymore.
Oh.
I'm also selling my house this weekend.
Oh, man. So how long ago was this?
It'll be 4 years in June.
So you haven't talked to her in 4 years.
I've texted with her occasionally to be cordial, but nope, haven't talked on the phone with her.
Do you think you guys will ever mend and move on and hang out together?
I don't know. She doesn't live here. So.
It's easier when they're
it
far
is
away.
So much easier.
I know. When they're miles and miles outside of your jurisdiction, it's they don't even exist sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song did you end up picking to dance to?
Yeah.
I don't remember what song they danced
to.
Oh,
darn it.
To be honest.
Baby Got Back, probably. Caitlin, thank you for sharing your life with us.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin.
I really appreciate it. That's what we're talking about. Everybody's got a family member that they don't talk to. What's yours, or who is yours? 303-691-1649. Is it Ame?
Yes.
Hi, Ame. Who are you not talking to in your family?
My brother, John.
What's your deal? What's your beef?
So it's not really mine. I still text him on holidays, his birthday and stuff like that. But I don't know what his problem is. I think he just thinks he's better than everyone else.
Oh.
And he literally, when my kid had her baby, they live in Alabama and my kid lives in Florida. It's a 3-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
And every time I go to Florida, I try to set up a time for him to come see me because I'm usually watching my grandkids when I go out there, and they're little, they're tiny. And it's to drive them 3 hours or even an hour and a half is really difficult. And he refuses to come out there and see me. And he'll just make excuses why he can't do it. And then just literally literally on Easter, he was here in Colorado. He was here minutes away from me, didn't call me and tell me he was here. I found out from my dad.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't call me at all. Dude, I don't know what his problem is. He told my dad that I'm the favorite, and so he has some beef with me because of that. And I'm the reason I'm the favorite is because...
Watch your language. Be careful. I have a feeling something's going to slip. Why are you the favorite?
I'm the favorite because I do everything for my parents. Like, if they need something, I help them out. Okay. And
well, yeah, are your parents still here?
Yeah, my mom lives here in Colorado with me, and then I moved her here because my parents just got a divorce, like, 4 years ago.
So he's just basically checked out from the family.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to help.
Yeah. My brother, my middle brother, he passed away in November from a fentanyl overdose.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Yeah, that was rough. And I did call, I didn't want to call him. Like, everybody was like, don't call John. He's like, doesn't even care, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt guilty. And so I called him and told him. And that was the last time I talked to him in November. And other than that, he won't call me. He doesn't.
That's strange.
Yeah, his wife texts me. But he doesn't.
John,
step up, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very strange. I'm a little bit with him, though, for traveling to hang out with a bunch of small children. I don't think I would do that.
Well, no, but if
I'm on his side with
No, I'm on your side.
But, yeah.
I'm on your side, Alme, because if she has to travel to Florida, then she's already traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
And
he already traveled. He literally just got back from Colorado. He drove to Colorado. He drove to Cheyenne. To see his grandkids, so he likes kids. And then,
he likes kids.
Listen,
yeah.
Jer, he likes kids, so shut up.
That's not the thing. It's just literally me. Anything about me.
Well, you're
my
the
kids,
chosen one.
My...
Everybody loves you. You're so charming.
Yeah, they do. They do. Actually,
that's the problem.
Everybody does love
it's
me.
It's your curse on
me. It is. It's the cross I bear.
Really are.
Everybody loves
it
me.
It really is. It really is. It's because I'm so nice. Really, I am.
But I've enjoyed this phone call every second of it.
Exactly.
I love peering into your dysfunctional family. It's fantastic. I love it.
Well, I love listening to you guys. I want you to know that every morning I put on the radio specifically for you guys. And when you go off the line, like off the air, I hate to say it, but then I just go to my Bluetooth. But I always listen to your guys' show every single morning.
That's so very kind of
you.
Very sweet.
That's we would very, very sweet. Nice.
I would call you on your birthday.
Exactly.
I would come
see you
in
Florida.
Yes.
So sweet.
You would come see me? Yes.
Yes.
I doubt it. So fun.
Listen, Ame, we gotta hop into a song, but you were so sweet to share your life with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Okay,
you
bye.
Too.
Bye. Say hi to your brother for us.
Mix 100.
One of the best things about being a parent is you get to jack with your children.
Yeah.
Which I'm a huge fan of. And I don't know. This might only be cute to me. But last night, both the kids were just in bad moods. You know, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I got hormones for one with the middle schooler. But the younger one was in a bad mood, too. And they were laying in our room, laying on the bed while we were just kind of chatting, getting ready for today. And Nicole was picking out her clothes. She's like, I don't know what to wear. And she got in her closet. She came out. She's like, oh, I got to wear this one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn this shirt in a long time. A little too excited about a shirt, first of all. But then second, she's like, it's my cruise director shirt.
Oh.
I was like, you're what? And she came out, and it's this shirt that's kind of flowy and fun, but yet dressy. And she's like, I always envisioned myself wearing this if I was a cruise director on a ship. I was like, okay, well, that sounds fun.
I love how Knick-Knack dreams big.
Like, one day, a dream will come true, and I'm going to be the party planner on a cruise ship. I was like, you wear that shirt, girl. I go, you know what would be perfect? I was like, what if we started a conga line right now? And the kids were like rolling their eyes, and they're like, my parents are the worst.
Right.
So I wandered over to my iPad and put this on. Come on now.
You want to do the conga.
You immediately. Yeah.
I want my maracas.
So what happened? I started dancing around the bedroom and Nicole grabbed me by the back and we had our two-person conga line in the bedroom. Doesn't everybody want a conga to this right now? You know
Yay.
You do.
In your car? Conga in the car?
Conga in the car, you guys. It's a conga break. Are you ready?
Yeah, it is.
Kids everywhere are rolling their eyes.
I know.
Like they,
our parents are so
the
silly.
Kids are, they're like, shut it off! Come on, conga, everybody. Just have a little dance break for a minute. Pretend you got your cruise ship shirt on. Katie, stand up, start a conga
line.
Okay.
Let's go.
You want conga? Come here.
Come on, Josh.
Oh!
I've
never done that before.
We just conged in the studio.
Yeah, so. We did.
Anyway, that's the best part about being a parent is you can jack with your children and jack with our listeners, too, a little bit.
Gosh, I wish my parents were this fun. Dancing. Come on.
It was the most ridiculous thing, seeing two people, a two-person conga line, going around the bedroom with the kids. God, it's a good song, isn't it?
So good.
You forget how good that is. A little Gloria
you
there for
you.
You
can't not dance.
You
like,
have to.
It makes
you
move. You
have to.
Makes you move. Good.
So speaking of kiddos, I'm all out of breath. I need to run today. there's been multiple stories in the news the past few days about babies being born in weird locations. We were just talking about the baby at the hockey game. That a mom squirted out right
yeah.
there at the hockey.
Okay. Yeah.
Plop, you know?
No. Way to
and
put
then
it.
The horn went off. Boom.
Goal.
Goal. Another one was a passenger, well, a woman, aboard a Caribbean Airlines flight from Kingston to New York, gave birth during the plane's final approach into the JFK airport.
What?
Woman went into labor moments before landing and delivered the baby just as the aircraft was preparing to touch down. How about that?
Boom. That's it, Captain B. We got to get this bird on the ground because we got a lady giving birth.
So the baby on the airplane. And then on top of that, there's a third one in the news this week. An Alabama woman gave birth in a parking lot. She was outside of a grocery store called the Big Mo Food Mart. In Mobile, Alabama.
You need to
why
name
does that sound so perfect?
Makes
you
sense.
Need to name that baby Mo from Mobile.
The Big Mo Food Mart. And she's like, I think I'm going to have a baby. Anyway, she laid right there on the ground in the parking lot and punched the baby out. And her uncle was there, it looks like. A guy named Jordan scooped up the baby and ran across the parking lot saying, "Help, I've got a newborn baby. Help, help, help." And authorities got there and helped him out in
that's
a parking lot.
Wild. But
at
you know what?
Food mart.
This tells me is women are amazing.
You guys are
like,
beasts.
It's the funny thing is like I think all of us can attest to the fact that when it's about to happen, we all kind of freak out. I remember when I was going to the hospital, I was like, never mind. I don't want to do it. I was kidding. You know, like I just completely changed my mind in that moment. But you have no choice. And this thing inside you just kind of like taps in, right? It just like,
well, it's like, it's time, I'm coming out.
And you do things that it are just completely above your pay grade.
Like, yeah, you get in the zone, you do it,
you know?
And it just is
amazing.
It's nature.
Amazing. Like, shout out to Jordan for running the baby across the parking lot.
I guess.
The real big
good
deal
job.
Is that mom. No.
On an asphalt park? That is not
yes.
comfortable at all.
No.
Yeah.
I thought about this when Nick Nack was pregnant both times. Like, I kind of got myself in the mindset, like, there might be a situation, a circumstance where I might have to help deliver a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I actually read up on it and kind of learned it and watched a couple of YouTube videos,
yeah.
which is weird, like that's at the gym when you're
awesome
watching that.
Awesome of you, though.
But like, I was prepared to, if something were to happen at home or whatever and we couldn't get out,
yeah.
like, hey, it's go time.
On the way there. Like,
my dad delivered a
it.
Baby because he's 50-year fire service.
Yes.
But, yeah, he delivered a baby on the side of the road. For some woman, so
and I'm
that's
sure
pretty
to
cool.
this day it's still a memory that sticks in his brain. Like,
oh yeah, once you see that thing coming.
Well, not only that, but again, something kicks in. I'm sure it happens with men too, where when that
it's
moment
instinct.
Happens, you don't think, you just do.
It is definitely instinct.
Yeah. Wow.
And I will tell you, for all those guys out there who have a wife that's pregnant, and you're wondering if you should watch the birth, I would say yes.
You
highly
would?
Recommend
really?
It. I know a lot of you get all queasy and weirded out by it, but truly one of the most remarkable, beautiful things I've ever seen.
Is it different than when you like are watching? Because I got the
well,
you know, the sex
different.
Ed video,
yeah,
and that
different
horrified me. So it's different if it's your wife.
Well, can I just?
Well, yeah,
it
you're
is.
Right. It's different than watching a video.
When it's your real life, it is definitely there's a different element to it. But I just want to say for all the men out there, if you do watch. Careful what your face looks like when your wife's there pushing out
oh.
a baby.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, Zoe's dad.
The whole
dad,
time I was like, oh!
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate when Zoe's dad did that. I was just
yeah.
like, don't make that face. What are you doing here? It was so disgusting.
Maybe it wasn't you. It was the baby. Maybe
oh,
it was an
sure.
ugly baby.
Like, talk. No, it was the most beautiful baby not
that
ever.
He's an ugly baby. He's an ugly baby. I watched Nicole had the natural birth, and she actually had to have the emergency C-section, actually.
Oh,
and I peeked over the curtain at that one, too. That's the one I made
probably
a face
ruined
at.
You.
That's the one I was like, maybe I shouldn't have peeked on this one because intestines were on the table.
That's
so
a little
like,
different.
I don't think I need to see that. Like, yeah. I love my wife a lot, but your intestines are gross.
I could have went my whole life without seeing the insides.
That's when I made the face.
Mix 100.
Hey, CNN, why you got to do that to Michael J. Fox, bro?
What they do?
Why you got to do that? So I think it was an article that was posted. I don't think it was on the air, but they posted an article to their socials with a video and everything, and it said, remembering the life of actor Michael J. Fox.
Oh, no.
Everyone yesterday flipped out, and they were like, damn you, 2026, not again.
Well, yeah.
Not Michael J. Fox.
I hate when they do that. They'll put a picture of a celebrity with, like, a
in
halo.
Black and white.
Yeah. And they, like,
whoops,
immediately think that they passed away.
Whoopsie. Well, this was
that.
A remembering the life of Michael J. Fox.
Ugh.
Michael's rep quickly denied the death yesterday. Say, hey, Michael's doing great. He was actually at an event today, and he was speaking and giving interviews, so he's fine. CNN then issued a statement saying that news package was published in error. We have removed it from our platforms and send our apologies to Michael J. Fox and his family. Now, those of you that aren't familiar with the news industry, I got a lot of friends in the news industry. They kind of have this stuff prepared on hand. It's on deck.
So morbid.
For people, you know, with an illness or aging, you know,
yeah,
and they just kind of have these things ready to go because it's all about breaking news, right? The
uh-huh.
first one to the story and everything. I'm sure TMZ has it for everybody, you know, and they're prepared. It's sitting on somebody's desktop somewhere. If Michael J. Fox were to pass away, boom, they can instantly
it's
roll
like
it.
It's like the passed away files are over here.
It's probably like the death files or
that's
something.
So
I hate that.
I wonder
that.
What they'd name it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to
know. Anyway,
that
that's a big oops on
yeah,
their part.
Yeah, it is.
But, apparently, as of this morning, Michael J. Fox is still with us, you guys. Euphoria, season 3. The premiere went down Tuesday night. Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, they were both there. But you wouldn't know it from all the pictures and videos online because they did not spend a single moment together. They avoided each other all night long. Those two really got a beef going on,
don't
they?
They do. I mean, and it's apparent now. Like, the fact that they took pictures with other co-stars but not with each
ooh,
other.
Juicy.
Folks are noticing. And they should probably worry about the fact that critics are saying this season is boring. Like,
oh, no.
Maybe that should be their problem that they're dealing with. Because, yeah, folks are saying this season 4 is not it. So.
I barely made it through season 1 and then I stopped. And I was like,
yeah,
why am I putting this into my mind?
Well,
it was just, it's hard to watch.
It's dark.
And
it's
this
very
one,
dark.
Season 4, is like 5 years from season 2, so they're a little more grown up than
yeah.
they were in the other
although
seasons.
Although, isn't Sydney an OnlyFans model
she
in this?
She is
or something?
In
well,
this
maybe,
season
I might have
4.
To get back into
you're
it.
Like, actually,
I might need to check
mind.
It out.
I changed my
well,
mind.
Well, I'm sure everybody
yeah.
right now is like, Jer, why are they fighting? Well, let me tell you guys. The rumor is that it's political. They're clashing political views, right?
Uh-huh.
But now sources are claiming that Tom Holland, Spider-Man,
yeah.
is all mixed up in it because I guess Sydney Sweeney has the hots for Tom and she was all flirty with him when he had come to the set, which was pissing Zendaya off.
Well, yeah, that's her husband now.
Yeah,
like,
I
reports
know.
Say they got married.
Oh,
so
God.
She better back off.
She married Spider-Man?
She did.
I don't get
allegedly.
It. I don't get it. I don't think Tom Holland's that great. He's up there with the Twilight guy for me, kind of, I don't see the appeal.
I think that's where women are looking at the whole picture. Like,
he's also
from what
Spider-Man.
I hear, Spider-Man. He's also funny and very encouraging towards her.
Yeah, if he's a good guy,
yeah.
that's way more important than looks.
Exactly. Like, and I think women are looking at more than just whether or not they're an
OnlyFans Well, that's the thing.
Model.
Right. Zendaya can get anybody she wants.
Yeah, she can.
And so she wants to choose the good guy.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, so how about this bakery owner in Washington has gone viral because all of his posts, all of his videos are narrated by his little kids. So there's lots of giggles. They get in there and they roast him on the video.
I love that.
One kid called him poopy pants or something the other day. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Kind
of. I pulled some of it with the goofy kids trying to pronounce pistachio. Yeah, here's a taste.
The day of the life of our daddy.
His bakery is very nice and I love his bakery. And he makes the cream. Daddy makes three different cheese.
My favorite is the sister. pistachio. It's pistachio, Aya. That's what I said.
My favorite cream is the chocolate. Everyone else loves the pistachio. The pistachio is really good, but the chocolate bitter. It makes the croissant in the cream. Daddy's a poopy pants, and I really love his croissant. And do everything he does.
Now he's putting on the decorations.
Quick, name one bakery I'll never go to.
Why? That's adorable.
Oh, my God. Who's watching that?
I love when they put their kids in commercials and stuff. Like, it's my favorite. Yeah. It's my favorite.
We used to do that on the air with my kids when they were young. We'd have them in little sound bites and clips and stuff for the
cute.
Show.
It's cute.
It got old real fast.
When they get old, it gets old.
My dad is a baker, and sometimes he makes chocolate pudding.
Oh, the baby.
It's cute.
We like to listen to Jeremy and Katie and Jazz on the radio.
Squeeze your little cheeks.
And then Katie comes over and she squeezes my little cheeks. And then she eats a lot of food and she puts pistachios in her mouth.
Okay, shut up, baby.
See, I told you it gets old.
Stop
Why
it,
don't
baby.
We do that where I do the rest of the show like a
no,
little
no,
kid?
No, 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 no.
And we'll see how much you like it. You just said it's cute.
It is cute.
It's a time for the mile high hop, and Sydney Sweeney is an only friend's model.
No, see, baby, shouldn't say that. Stop, baby.
Bad news
Stop
about
it,
Michael
baby.
J. Fox.
No.
Michael J. Fox is sadly passed away.
No.
That's
just
a lie.
Bad baby. CNN really messed up this time.
Bad baby. Bad baby.
That's like borderline Elmo,
know,
too.
Stop it.
Stop. Give me Katie and Dad on the Big Mix 100.
Hey, baby, ask for sports.
Baby, is it time for sports? It's time because the baseball bats and the footballs.
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Just want to give a quick shout out to DU because they are headed to the Frozen Four today. So go
Frozen
DU. Hopefully.
Four.
Yep, they can bring home a championship if they get past Michigan today.
Michigan.
And then
go
also.
Pirates.
Go Pirates.
There we go.
It's a hockey puck.
It's a hockey. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Good job, baby. Shout out to the Masters. That starts today as well. And then a huge shout out to the Rockies. They are over. They are at 500 right now with a chance to go over 500. And about 200 shirtless fans showed up at the ballpark yesterday.
Yucky.
Yes.
And were swirling their shirts around saying, go Rocks, go.
That's too much skin.
When, yes, it is. When the Rockies win, Denver fans love it. So hopefully this is the Rockies turning it around for the first time in decades, getting a few wins. Hopefully they can make a little push here.
Yeah. They Go swept Rocks. The Astros, baby.
They did.
I don't like the Astros very much.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, how about this one? A United States airman from Aurora asking for our help. This crazy story's crazy. So because his house sitter stole his dog and his Subaru while he was over in Japan.
Subaru.
So Andrew is the name of the man whose dog and car was stolen, and Andrew is also the name of the man who allegedly stole the dog and the car. So, it is confusing a little bit, but Andrew was deployed to Japan, and Bad Andrew stole his dog and his Subaru.
What was the
and
name
now,
of the dog?
Like this, I don't know the name of the dog. Actually, it's Maverick.
It's
the name of the
That's
dog
a good
is Maverick.
Name for a dog.
It is a good name for a dog, but it started on the Nextdoor app.
Even like, I'm getting sick of myself here.
Yeah, right. Come on, baby. Take a rest. Go take a nap, baby.
Continue.
Okay,
this is a good story.
So it all started on the Nextdoor app, and folks were, like, trying to help track down the Bad Andrew. Like, people were, like, searching the airport parking lots to see if they could find this Subaru, and they're really searching for the dog Maverick, who is a husky, has two different colored eyes, and, again, still looking for this dog and this Subaru. So if you see it, please let them know there. Both Andrew and Andrew.
Yeah, good luck. That's
all right, I know. Yeah. It's a crazy story, though,
Isabel
right?
Isabel just said, I'm wondering if anybody just turned on the radio and is confused as to why a baby is hosting the show.
Bad baby.
Bad baby.
Bad baby. But that story is just crazy.
That is crazy.
And then we have one more. Let's see. Bye-bye. We'll talk about the temporary drought pricing. Or no, the GMA live broadcast. That's important out there at Pikes Peak Summit tomorrow morning. So GMA is going to be out there, having us on TV. So if you want to be a part of it, they're asking you, get up to Pikes Peak Summit at 3:30 in the morning.
No.
No one's going to be admitted after 4 a.m. So they say one ticket per group is required, but the live shot is planned for 6:30. 8:30 a.m. Oh, wow. Sunrise on Pikes Peak. So, yeah, if you want to go make it on national TV.
Quick little jaunt up to Pikes Peak.
No problem.
Listen, if you are going to do that, can I give one request?
Sure.
Get up there, get on live national TV, but have some poster boards so you can throw up in the air that say Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, or Mix 100,
yeah.
or JKJ.
Ooh, let's go national.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go do that. Okay? Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
There's your hi hi, baby.
Thank you, everybody. Have a very blessed day.
Mix 100.
Can I just say right now, publicly, that what you did with your hair today, Katie, the part to the side is fabulous.
It is making a statement.
It's on point.
It? Yes.
It's fleek.
That's so funny. Can I tell you, do you know why I did
what?
This, Jeremy?
Just to yell at me for not noticing that your hair was parted?
I totally did that, but also because of you.
Why?
Because you pointed out a picture that I showed you. It was from a few years ago. It was with straight hair, but I parted my hair on the side. And you're like, that's a really good look
that's
for
a better
you.
Look.
You did. You said that you liked that better.
This is better for you.
So I changed it.
Hey!
And I came in today and it was funny.
Changing lives everywhere.
I said, do you notice something different about me? And you were the first. You're like, it's something with
there's
your hair,
different.
Your face. There's something different. Yeah. And Josh's like, are you wearing makeup? Is there no makeup today? Is that what it is?
Thanks,
Josh.
It is the part. The part
said
the
you look really nice.
Oh, you did. You said you look really
so you
nice.
You moved
yeah.
it a little to the.
I did.
Left. It'd be
I
a little to the
be
left.
To the, my left. Yeah. Yep. I moved it over to the left. Side.
Yeah, it's
Thank
good. That's
you.
A good looking part today. So
okay.
if everyone wants to text in and tell Katie that her part and her hair looks great, make sure you acknowledge it. She just had a full conversation out in the hall with somebody about her hair.
Not much
There's something different
did.
About you today. It's my part. It's a little to the left.
I did.
It's a big day today for Katie.
A whole conversation.
If
with
anyone
Jordan
would like to give a shout out to Katie's part, phone lines are open 303-691-1649 or text us. Just say, "Hey, Katie's part."
I just love
303-691-1649.
I appreciate how sensitive you are to my feelings today because you really this does make me feel good. I know you're doing it in fun.
No, not at all. This is completely
you.
Serious.
Okay, good.
Give a shout out to Katie's part.
Yeah.
Text us right now. Say, hey, Katie's hair, 303-691-1649. Right now, though, it is time for PMI. It's three different stories to kind of wrap up the show. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who has the P today?
I do, and I love this P. It's huge for me today because Gen Z is now going to the movies more than anybody else. The movies are alive and well, and I love this because I am a frequent, avid moviegoer, and you guys kind of poo-poo on that all the time, which makes sense because
poo-poo.
Gen Xers and millennials are the lowest-rated ones that go to the movies.
It's just so expensive.
It
Gen
is.
Z's
We're just good with our
money. Back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's not that expensive to go take one or two people. I mean, it's not, you know.
Well, and it's just even just the being in, like, you don't have any chance to go to the bathroom.
Plus,
or
Jeremy doesn't talk about the money. He goes, I need to pee halfway through the movie.
No,
that's it.
Money. I told you, family of four is like over $100 to
it
go
is.
To a movie. So I'm like, nah, pass.
No, especially when you can rent it on whatever streaming service.
Give it a month, it'll be streaming.
Months.
So, yeah.
But no, you're right,
it's
though.
A different experience.
But Zers
though.
Are bored.
There are entire, like, passes dedicated to people who like to go to the movies. Like, the AMC pass, it'll get you free
I'm
snacks.
A Stubbs member. I'm an AMC Stubbs member.
Yeah, yeah. So I get that the new generation, I like it though. They're saving the theaters, Jeremy.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yay.
I love it. And it's a huge P that everybody else is going to the movies now. It makes
Yay.
Me very happy.
Nice.
Positive.
Okay, so I have the minus, and believe it or not, it has to do with money. There's an entire list out this morning talking about the things that people have stopped buying because prices have gotten way too high. The top of the list, this story was floating around the other day, Doritos. Doritos are like $7 a bag now.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying Doritos. That's way too high for chips. How about beer at concerts? $19 or more for one beer?
I thought that was a misprint when somebody told me they were paying almost $20 for a 20-ounce beer. That's a dollar an ounce.
Do you know who has the lowest in the MLB?
Oh, it's a
the Rockies. Colorado Rockies have the lowest
the
in the MLB.
Well, we
got to
get them in somehow.
$3.
We got to get them in somehow.
I love that, though.
We were up in Boulder, and we went to the CU basketball game, my buddy Alan and I, and we went and bought two beers, and it was $38 for two beers.
Whoa.
Makes sense. Oh, my God. Red meat. Ain't nobody buying red meat anymore.
Steak is spendy.
Fast food, computer parts. I know, Katie, you've been at home building that computer of yours.
It's almost done.
Yeah, good for you. Gas station coffee. $6 for a gas station coffee now?
Oh.
What?
Were a you gas buying? Station coffee?
That ain't right. That's going to be a typo. A Netflix. People are saying, you know, they've been subscribing for a decade or more, and now they've raised their prices for a second time in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
They're bailing.
That's wild.
Knickknack is thinking about canceling our Netflix just out of principle. She's Absolutely. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, and there's no relief in sight. There's even a story that's saying they may do it again, like, in the next couple months. Yeah, so, that's not okay.
Cereal, car washes, Twizzlers. And nail salon services. How are your nails looking? Are you skipping the nail salon?
Pretty chippy.
Pretty chippy.
This is my name in high school.
It's the name of my new podcast.
Pretty chippy.
You know what's funny? It's way at the bottom of the list. Helium.
My balloons just fall now.
Too expensive.
My helium is so weak. Are so weak right now.
Drag my balloon behind me.
All right, what's the interesting?
Okay, well, Drew Barrymore taking center stage for this because in her show on Monday, she had a segment called Scared to Wear, and it was all about outfits that women are scared to wear because of their body image issues. And, it just made me so sad that Drew Barrymore has thought about this pretty much her entire life. So she says that she's had 2 C-sections. So she says, quote, she is wrecked down there permanently. And she can't wear a lot of types of pants and shirts because she says it doesn't flatter her figure the way that she wants. And she was having a full conversation with one of her guests in her studio audience about it. And she was trying to tell her, the guest, that you should not be ashamed of wearing anything. You look beautiful.
You made a human.
Exactly. Like, you should be proud of that. And that guest kind of turned back to Drew and said, you should also be proud. Like, you have been such a stand-up figure to us women everywhere, and you've had 2 C-sections. And it brought her to tears. Like, she was just like, you know, we do need to be more supportive of one another. And I didn't realize this about Drew Barrymore, but, you know, she has been in the public eye since she was a kid with E.T. I mean, her parents are super famous, so she's been in Hollywood her whole life. People have told her since she was 10 that she is too fat. I hate that. She said that when she was in E.T., people thought it was okay to come up to her and say, you're not as skinny as you were
when you were in E.T. 8?
She was such a baby. So the fact that she's had to deal with this her whole life, I commend her. I applaud her for standing up and her audience member for making this moment happen. But I think it's a good learning moment for all of us, especially women. Like, when we give birth to babies, we did something. We accomplished the biggest thing you'll ever do in your whole life.
Rock that scar.
And we should be proud of the scars we have because of it. So, positive and interesting with Drew Barrymore today. Yeah.
I have a C-section story that freaks me out a little bit.
Okay.
Because my wife had to have a C-section. And I also like to give her big bear hugs and pick her up.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little concerning when she goes, and she like grabs that area. She's like, my scar, she's like, I feel like you're going to rip me open.
Oh, no. Be careful with knickknack
so
chair.
I'm very careful when I pick her up.
Be careful.
I don't want all of her insides falling out again.
No.
I was just trying to hug you.
I'm so sorry. I love you, I swear.
I love you. I'm so sorry.
Still very proud of her.
That's right. Yes.
Very proud.